This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting with some national farm news this morning, for the second straight month, the Purdue University and CME Group Ag Economy Barometer dipped lower, coming in with an index of 126 in December. That number was the lowest since March of last year and the second lowest of 2017. The decline is driven entirely by producers becoming less optimistic about the future. The Future Expectations Index was recently at 137 in October, but fell to 127 in November and dipped to 120 in December. That's the lowest reading for future expectations since October of 2016. Optimism has especially dipped in future financial expectations. The share of farmers expecting better financial conditions for their farms in the next year fell 20% from the previous survey, while the share of farmers expecting worse financial conditions over the coming year rose 30%. In other news, St. Louis plays home to a number of ag businesses, and a large amount of ag research takes place in the city, and one organization is working to highlight the work that's being done. Katie Jamberetz with the St. Louis Economic Development Partnership says they've created an innovation district centered around agriculture research and technology called 39 North.
It's our newest innovation district in St. Louis, and it is all based around ag tech. And it's the technology, the drone technology, the seed technology, the support companies, the banking systems that wrap around the finances of agriculture. So it's this really cool district. And you may be wondering why we called it 39 North. It's our address. That's actually our physical address in Creve Coeur, Missouri, which is a suburb of West St. Louis County. But once we realized that 39 North was our address, we started looking at what else it was. And it runs through the entire heartland of the United States. It wraps around the world to the birthplace of humanity in the Fertile Crescent. It wraps around China's most fertile farming grounds and then back around to Napa Valley. So we realized that 39 North was the perfect name because it was the local center of ag, but it was also the global center of ag symbolically.
Several businesses are already located in the district, but Katie says it's a work in progress and they have plans for the future.
There is a lot of research that goes on here. We have some anchor institutions. The Danforth Plant Science Center is kind of our nucleus of the district, but we also sit right across the street from Monsanto. KWS, which is a German seed technology company, put their first North American headquarters in the district to be near all the thinking around this sector. And then we have a lot of office space. So we personally, our economic development team runs a biotech incubator called the Helix Center there, and Bridge Park is another incubator that's incubating a lot of the ideas that are found in the laboratory into companies. So part of our goal is to begin putting greenway trails, shops, restaurants, cafes, parks, places where all of these different individuals can begin colliding and working together and meeting each other and finding out, oh, I'm working on this, oh, that's interesting because I'm working on this. And then it becomes a really interesting place. We do a monthly networking gathering every third Tuesday just to come and talk about what you're working on. And it's been a really interesting endeavor. And what we found is that, you know, this had been going on in St. Louis for many, many years, decades. And it had just been an industry that was very quiet, that kind of went about their business. And now that we're kind of shining a spotlight on it, we find that people are so enthused to talk about the work they're doing in this field.
Federal grant money made the project possible, and as Katie already mentioned, they've been very successful.
We got a really sizable federal grant, a $500,000 grant, to build an innovation district. And when we looked around the area, we decided it should be an agricultural technology district because all this work was going on, and we had never done enough to promote it around the world. Some of our biggest wins in the first year were the international companies that started locating their North American headquarters here. We've had three very successful Israeli companies, two companies from India, two from Argentina, one from Germany I mentioned, all that have brought employees and hubs of excellence to St. Louis to be near what's going on here.
And if you'd like more information about the district, you can visit 39NorthSTL.com. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue spoke to the crowd at the American Farm Bureau's annual convention on Monday, just ahead of President Trump. According to a DTN article, Perdue told the crowd that the administration will soon present what it wants to see in the new farm bill. Although Congress actually writes the farm bill, the administration will present some principles they'd like to see kept in mind as the legislation comes together. Perdue says it's the administration's way of letting Congress know what they've heard from farmers and ranchers across the country. Perdue talked about the administration's moves to cut down on federal regulations and asked the people in attendance what regulations they'd like to see removed. He wants people to, quote, tell us what regulations are standing in the way of your prosperity and productivity. The secretary urged people to go to the USDA website and tell them what the silliest and most onerous rules are. He also said the administration recognizes there's a lot of anxiety over the future of trade, but did say the administration is committed to finishing the North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.